Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and during this membership drive, we're breaking it up with some fun each day in the form of a New York, New Jersey geography quiz. We've been going borough by borough and region by region with guest quiz leaders every day, and today it's on to Long Island, Nassau and Suffolk counties. If you think you know Long Island, call in and take a shot at a quiz question, 646-435-7280. If you get two in a row right, we'll give you a prize of that Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug, 646-435-7280. Who knows where things are on the island? You don't have to be from Long Island to enter, so call up and play wherever you're from at 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. Get two questions in a row right, and you'll win yourself a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. Our quiz leader for this is a many times guest on this show. It's Larry Levy, Executive Dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University. He's also the Vice President for Economic Development and Professional Studies there. Larry, always great to have you. Thank you for doing this quiz with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on something that is not just about these serious politics and other academic stuff.
Right. Even though people are going to learn from this quiz, as I think they've been, it's one of the things that's been most satisfying about this little geo quiz series is people are saying, I didn't know this, I didn't know that, the stuff that's coming up, with mucho credit to our producer, Lisa Allison, who has drawn up so many both fun and educational quiz questions for the series. While calls are coming in, give people who don't know the island a basic population stat. Like, people know there are almost 9 million people who live in New York City. The New Jersey population is about the same. The state of New Jersey and the city of New York have approximately the same population, 8 million plus. What's the population of Nassau? What's the population of Suffolk County?
The combined is around 3 million. It's been fairly steady. There was a little bit of a surge due to the pandemic. You know, nobody knows if it's going to last, if it's permanent. It's from the time my parents moved out there, it was almost entirely white. Now it's about 40% non-white. That's Black, Latino, and Asian. And that's been probably the most significant change, both politically and socially and economically. It's not my mother and father's suburbs, as I and about 100 other academics like to say.
Right. And 3 million people might surprise people who are not familiar with the island. That's a whole lot of people. If it was a state, I don't know exactly where it would rank, but it would be a fairly big state. All right, let's take our first contestant from the first town across the northern Queens border, and it's Howard in Great Neck. Howard, you're on WNYC. Thank you so much for calling in. You ready for a quiz question?
Yes, I am, Brian. Thank you.
Larry, hit him.
Okay, so Howard, Halloween's coming up, so let's start with a scary question. Where is Long Island's most famous haunted house? Ooh, I hear silence.
Oh, boy. I think you got me on the first question. I'm going to say Glen Cove.
Oh, that's...
there are some people in Glen Cove who might agree with you, but I don't think that's the case.
I hear a little North Shore competitiveness there. You know, you live in Great Neck and you say the scariest house is in Glen Cove. Howard, thanks for trying. We're going to give one more person a shot at that question before we have to reveal it if they don't get it and move on. Shoba in Nassau County. Hi, Shoba,
yes.
You're on WNYC.
Hi, good morning.
Should I repeat the question?
You got it. It's
yes,
Amityville.
It
I was going to give Howard the clue, think movies, but he blurted out the wrong answer too quickly. So, Shoba, you're right. Oh, Shoba's line disappeared. Well,
oh, no.
Shoba, call us back, and if you can get back through, we'll put you right on and see if you can get a second question right. I'm not sure what happened there. But let's go on to another caller then. Here's Angela in Cold Spring Harbor. Hi, Angela. You're on WNYC.
Good morning.
Larry, what you got for Angela?
Good morning, Angela. So Roosevelt Field was among the first shopping malls in America back in the 50s, and it's still among the biggest. But did you know that it was also an airfield before becoming a mall? So the question is, what is that airfield most famous for?
Charles Lindbergh's flight across the Atlantic, I believe.
That is correct. That's one, right? That's right. How many of you knew that, folks, that Charles Lindbergh's famous flight was from Long Island and Roosevelt Field? I always wondered why that mall was called a field rather than a shopping center or something like that. Now I know. I did not know that myself. All right, one more.
Yeah, the mall's located on the edge of where Roosevelt Field was. Hofstra University, a good portion of its campus is on old Roosevelt Field, but it wasn't named after either of the two Roosevelt presidents. It was named after T.R.'s son, Quentin, who was killed in World War One. Most people don't know that.
All right, Angela, one more right, and you're going to win a Brian Larochelle mug. Larry, give her next question.
Woo-hoo. Okay, there's a building in the shape of an animal on the edge of the Hamptons. It's a creature associated with Long Island farming. What is it?
The duck. I've never visited.
Ha!
That is correct.
The big duck. Wow.
Now, oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
All right. Hang on, Angela. We're going to take your address and send you a Brian Larochelle mug. There was a lot of duck farming on the island, right?
There was an awful lot of duck farming. That's the famous Long Island duck. There are very few farms left. And if a restaurant wants to be called, wants to, you know, say that they're serving Long Island duck, they will ship. There are distributors who will ship ducks to Long Island for a short period of time to be able to say they are from Long Island.
Hmm. And is that why the minor league baseball team there is called the Long Island Ducks?
Exactly. And now their mascot is called Quacker Jacks.
Quacker Jacks. I did not know that.
Quacker
Shoba,
Jack,
Shoba is back, who got Amityville right for the most famous haunted house. She got back through. Shoba, I don't know what happened to disconnect your line. I apologize.
Sorry about that.
And you want to do the little Amityville backgrounder? Because we didn't get to that after her line dropped off. How did this house in Amityville get the reputation of being haunted?
Well, a notorious mass murder took place there, and then Harvey Aronson, a Newsday editor, wrote a book called The Amityville Horror, and that spawned countless other iterations of books and articles and movies. I think there was more than one Amityville Horror movie, and it just took off, became part of the culture.
Cool. All right. One more question for Shoba. Let's see if she gets it.
Sure. So Long Island ain't Texas, but it is known for a couple of the largest. So can you name the nation's largest town or the state's largest village? Tough one.
The nation's, you're saying there's
Brookhaven?
Let me
back up and give her one hint. Just to make sure the question is clear. This one place is both the nation's largest town and New York State's largest village. Am I understanding this correctly?
No. It's the nation's largest town, which has within it the nation's largest village, and they have the same name. That's the big hint.
Okay.
Is it Hempstead? Town of Hempstead?
That is correct.
Awesome.
And we're going to give it to you because I wanted to finish the question with that hint before you said Brookhaven. So, Shoba, thank you very much. And we're going to take your address off the air and send you a Brian Larochelle New York City Skyline mug. So what is it with – this will confuse people like – in the city and
sure.
a lot of other places. Why is there a village of Hempstead within a town of Hempstead, and that occurs other places too? What is that structure?
Well, originally there were townships, and Long Island was populated. Hempstead itself was populated in the 1600s. And one of the things we always shake our heads about here is all these different jurisdictions. So when more people moved out, they wanted to have more direct control over their lives. And, you know, villages, unincorporated areas, we have about 1,400 different taxing jurisdictions. And that's really pretty much how it came to be.
There you go. Well, then appropriately, we'll take our next caller from Hempstead. Ben in Hempstead, you're on WNYC. Ready for a quiz question that's not about Hempstead?
Yes, yes.
Larry, what you got next?
Well, indirectly it is. The New York Islanders are just about to move, have their first game at a new home, you know, after having moved between Barclays Center in Brooklyn and the Nassau Coliseum the last two seasons. But what sport is the new stadium's location better known for now? The location of the Islanders' new arena.
Is better known for something more than hockey, is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
The new location.
Right. Not going to be Nassau Coliseum, not going to be Barclays Center. There's yet a new location for the Wandering Islanders. And it's better known for something else, and it is another sport. Okay. Sorry. Now, thanks for trying, Ben. We'll give James in Nassau County one shot at this. James, hi, you're on the air. Did you hear that question?
I did, Brian. Good morning.
Do you have an answer?
And the answer, I do. It is the new UBS Arena at Belmont, which is known for horse racing.
Absolutely right. So give
final leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, in fact.
That's right. The Triple Crown and the Stanley Cup, hopefully, will share a location. So one more question for James.
Okay, what is the busiest Long Island Railroad station on the LIRR that's not in the five boroughs? That's not Jamaica, and it's not Penn Station. The busiest station in Nassau and Suffolk.
Wow. I have a guess.
In Nassau or Suffolk? Or, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Yeah, the busiest, in terms of passengers, the busiest Long Island Railroad station that's in Nassau or Suffolk, that's not in the city. So maybe Penn Station would be the biggest, maybe Jamaica Station would be the second biggest, but what's the biggest that's actually not in the city?
I'm going to have to make a guess. It's going to be, this is tough. I'm going to go with Mineola.
That was going to be my guess. Did we get it right?
No, Hicksville.
Oh.
Hicksville is where two major lines intersect.
Yeah.
Right, because the one coming from Huntington and the one coming from Ronkonkoma, something like that, right? Both.
Pretty much, yep.
Both wind up in Hicksville. I don't know if I have the exact lines right, but okay, James. Thanks for trying. I said you don't have to be from Long Island to play, and here's Hillary in Bed-Stuy. Hi, Hillary.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, I'm originally from Santa Maria, New York.
Okay. A ringer in Brooklyn. A ringer grows in Brooklyn. So, Larry, give Hillary in Bed-Stuy a Long Island geography quiz question.
Okay. Nassau County's 9/11 Memorial is in a park named for an American president. Which one?
Oh, my God.
Santa Mauritius. It's a little bit far away.
Yeah, you got to go south from Santa Mauritius.
This is just a guess. Ronald Reagan.
Oh, there is no Ronald Reagan Park in Nassau County that I know of. We're going to run out of time. Go ahead. Well, hold the clue. We're going to give one more person. We're going to give one more person a shot, and then we're going to be out of time. And here's Michael in Brightwaters. You're on WNYC. Michael, did you hear that question?
Yes, I heard the question loud and clear. I would be, believe it would be President Dwight Eisenhower for Eisenhower Park in East Meadow.
That is correct. That's right. It honors the 348 Nassau County residents who lost their lives in the attacks. What was the hint you were going to give, Larry? Not that we need it anymore.
Which one? I was going to say that it was a president of the same party of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Last question of this quiz. And Michael either will or will not win a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug.
Okay.
So who gets credit for creating... Okay, so who gets credit for creating Jones Beach State Park with its Art Deco buildings? Who's the master builder?
This is a toughie. I would love to say it was the land developer, Robert Moses.
That's
correct.
Correct. Now, he wasn't a land developer, yeah. Larry, right? He was a public official.
Right. When he said land developer, I figured he was going off to, you know, maybe the Levitt brothers who built Levittown. But no, Robert Moses is the right answer. He probably the most influential person in terms of transportation and open space on Long Island.
And closed bridges on the southern state that the buses couldn't get through to the beach, but that's another show. Michael, I heard you being psyched about that mug. Glad you won. Hang on. We're going to take your address. And that's today's Geo Quiz. We'll keep doing these for the rest of the week. Larry Levy is the Executive Dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University and Vice President of their Economic Development and Professional Studies program. Larry, this has been great. You did a great job. Thank you for being our quiz leader.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you.